This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God we are a blessed people. We are a holy people, ones that obey the commandments of God. And we're thanking God for a great leader that's leading and guiding us in the ways of God. And the scripture says, blessed is he that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life and enter in through the gates into the city. And truly we have entered in through the gates, through the one that God has sent. And we're thanking God for a great pastor leading us in the ways of God. And truly, I want to introduce you to our great leader, one that is a doer and a teacher of the Word of God.
Thank God.
Our great pastor and teacher, Harry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Batiste. Elders and our evangelist, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We are the Church of God and we are established in Jesus' name. His name is called the Word of God. We're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took. They're with God, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to talk about what it means to follow on to know the Lord, and we are following on to know Him more and more. We die daily. We serve the Lord. Before we get into that thought, the ensemble is going to sing this number, There They Be, ensemble.
The law, thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by. For my sight and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make. Not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the law keeps me separate from the world. Disturbs my rest. It's my peace. It's my joy. Knowing how I am blessed. Keeping all ten. Free from all sin. Cause you promised Abraham. Salvation came unto me, alive with power, preaching unto believe is to keep the law. Just believe, He is heaven sent, yes He is. He said, just follow me. Israel,
that beautiful? There they be. These are commandment keepers. There they be. Before we go any further, Deacon Fina, what's the announcement?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are God's Covenant Church because we keep God's commandments here. That means we keep God's word. Now, to understand what is going forth, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep, therefore, and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? This is standing for yesterday, today, and it's for tomorrow. What nation is there so great that has statutes and judgment so righteous as all this law? Now you said, Jesus is my righteousness. He is. But if you don't know God's law, you don't know God's word, and you cannot be right without keeping it. What nation is there so great? With God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And that's what we stand for here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We don't invite the pontiff and the popey and all these different people and rabbis. We don't invite all these people over here saying we're all going up the same highway, just different roads. No, we don't do that. We don't tell these, oh, this is our brother Presbyterian, and this is brother Baptist, and this is brother Lutheran. No, there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And we've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. We've been baptized in the Word, been baptized in Jesus. One Lord. The faith is keeping God's commandments. The faith is keeping the law. The faith is keeping God's word. Yes, yes. What nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day that stands for then, today, and forever? Yes. Now let's go to Hosea 6 and 1. Right. And you don't need your mind running telling you, here he goes bashing us. No, I'm bashing doctrine that's false. I'm bashing a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. I'm bashing false preaching and teaching. I'm for God. The spirit is against the flesh and the flesh is against the spirit. That's our fight here. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers. That's what we wrestle against. Yes, Lord. As I say, the thought is about following on to know the Lord. We don't know all about the Lord, but we know enough for salvation.
That's right. Yes.
And when you obtain salvation, when you begin to know the Lord, you never know all about the Lord till you get there. Then you will know as you are known. Isn't that beautiful? But until then, while we're in this life, we're yet learning about the Lord. And if you don't have one that's been sent by God, you don't know God, and you cannot know more about him. And most of the church world, they are not with God. 6:1 says what?
Come and let us return unto the Lord.
This is Hosea. And many of the prophets, as the Lord said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. Because those that God sent, the message was squashed, just like it might be right now. Because they don't want to hear what's pleasing to the flesh. But God is saying, come, let us return unto the Lord. What?
For he hath torn, and he will heal us.
Church world is torn. But God will heal us. And who tore it? That devil.
Yes.
He's shifting, sifting the church world like wheat.
Yes.
He already has them, and he's desiring those that keep the commandments of God. As the scripture says, the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, those that keep the commandments of God. That's the one that devil is fighting. And if you're fighting us today, you're that devil.
That's right,
read.
Sir. Yes. He hath smitten and he will bind us
he
up.
He hath smitten and he will bind us up because God have allowed that devil to smite the church. Those that say they're called by his name. What?
Yes. After 2 days, will he revive us?
After 2 days. Now you're talking about time. All God is saying, if you come back and return, God is going to revive you. Many times when ones are being revived, they got to be smacked around a little bit. Wake up.
Yes.
They got to be given smelling salt. They need to be put on IV. Wake up.
All right.
That's what God is talking about.
All right.
After 2 days, a period of time, I'll revive you. What?
All right. In the third day, he will raise us up.
After a period of time, it's all about being resurrected in
Beautiful.
God again.
Yes.
Because the third day represents resurrection.
Yes.
After God have got your attention, torn down all these hills and exalted spirits, God can revive you and resurrect you in him.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes. Third day he will raise us up. And what?
And we shall live.
Then we're living in his sight. We've been the resurrection.
Yes, Lord.
Walking in the newness of life.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Read.
Yes. Yes. Then shall we know.
Then, after you've been resurrected in God, then shall we know. Don't say you know him.
All right.
Then shall we know. What? If.
If we follow on.
You got to yet follow on. Because that's when the devil will really start fighting you, when you begin to get revived in God.
Beautiful. Yes, Mr.
When you begin to keep God's commandments, you're walking in the newness of life. Now comes the true fight. You're going to find out who that devil really is. And he'll be right next to you in your household. Mother, father, sister, brother, then your own flesh. You'll find out what the fight is really all about. What?
If we follow on to know the
Lord. If we follow on to know the Lord. What?
His going forth is prepared as the morning.
Now he's letting you know what is prepared like unto the morning. In other words,
beautiful.
Some say, oh, I'm living for God now. And they're out there trying to tell somebody something. They're high noon already. It takes time to rise and shine. Because the morning don't just come, boom, it's 12 o'clock.
Yes.
What?
And he shall come unto us as the rain.
Now God is going to come like the rain. You ever seen rain just come down with full force? It's not like that. Rain trickles down.
Yes, Lord.
You hear a few drops and then next you know, it's kind of saturating things.
Right. That's right, Pastor. Beautiful.
He shall come unto us as the rain. What?
Mm-hmm. As the latter and former rain.
Now, you know what God is talking about? Because the latter rain is when it comes slow and soak you up.
Thank God.
The former rain came and drowned the earth. So when you're in God a little while, the word comes, and next thing you know, you've been submerged in the word and washed, and you're truly born again.
Beautiful.
Washed of your filthiness.
Right.
Because that's what happened. The former rain destroyed the old earth.
Yes. Yes.
It's called the flood. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
As the former rain.
Yes, as the former rain and as the latter rain and former rain unto the earth.
Unto the earth.
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 2 and 3.
All right.
As you follow on, you're going to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the formula for knowing the Lord is keeping his commandments. You can't get around that.
That's right.
Now, I didn't say that. But that's what the word says. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So let's stay with the word. Let's not get caught up with the way, my volume, my intensity, how I'm talking.
All right,
they couldn't stand the spirit by which
Thank you.
Stephan Smake.
All right.
Dad, you know what? I hear what you're saying, Brother Boy. I don't like the way you're speaking. Like we don't know nothing. You don't if you're not keeping God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Go ahead.
Lord said they're all dumb dogs, loving to bark, loving to slumber, cannot bark, loving to slumber. I didn't say that. So you calling those dogs. Now, I didn't call you that. That's what Isaiah called you. Now go after Isaiah. Yeah, beautiful?
Beautiful.
1 John 2 and 3.
And hereby we
now,
do know.
Hereby mm-hmm. we not know. We do know. We do know this.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That we know him.
We do know that we know him. What?
If we keep his commandments.
So that you know, if you keep God's commandments, that's the criteria that ensures you know him.
Right.
By that.
Yes.
Not that Jesus came into your life, because if Jesus is in your life, you have the commandments, because
right.
he is the commandment. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Hereby.
Yes.
Now, you're going to call John a liar? John, you just a lie. John, walk with him.
Go ahead.
He sent John. John is saying, hereby.
All right.
We do know that we know him
if we keep his commandments.
What?
He that saith, I know
him. Now, that means all these preachers out here, you know, whoever is bringing this doctrine that you have, is not keeping God's commandments. Mm-hmm. He that saith, I know him and keepeth
not his
commandments. What?
He is a liar.
You are a liar.
Right.
Now you can raise the windows and tell him, Pastor Boyd call you a liar. Because that's what the scripture says.
Yes.
And I'm with the scripture.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said.
Right.
And the scripture is saying, you're liars.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor. And the truth is not in you.
And the truth is not in you.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That was scripture. I believe that.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
What?
But whoso keepeth his word.
But now that's letting you know the commandments is the word.
Right.
Whoso keepeth the word, what?
In him verily is the love of God perfected.
Now, wait a minute. So that's another lie they tell ones. When you follow on to know the Lord, you know that it's all about being perfected. But the preachers tell one, can nobody live perfect? Then what is John talking about?
Yes.
It's about perfection.
Yes.
Verily.
Is the love of God perfected?
Is the love of God perfected? What?
Hereby know we that we are in him.
This is how we know we're in him.
Yes.
Because of perfecting our lives.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
He that saith he abideth
now
in
let's
him.
Talk about anybody. Oh, I know the Lord. I got Jesus on the inside. He that saith,
mm-hmm.
he abideth in him,
in
what?
Him, ought himself also so to walk.
That means ought himself, all you preachers that's teaching this junk. You yourself
mm-hmm.
ought
yes.
to walk.
Mm-hmm. Even as he walked.
Even as he walked.
Right.
I believe he walked in holiness.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
Luke.
All right.
4 and 16.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm going to step out here and say St. Luke.
All right, Pastor.
I know it's written Luke, but I'm going to say St. Luke.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
4
right.
and 6.
Uh-huh.
6. St. Mark.
Right.
St. Matthew.
Yeah, Pastor.
Now, why would they discriminate and say St. John don't say St. Matthew?
All right, Pastor. Make it plain.
Because they don't have no respect.
Right.
They don't respect. We respect the dead. Then call it like it's supposed to be then.
Yes.
Why don't you say Saint Pastor Boyd?
That's right.
You ain't got to say that. Because, you know, say, you ain't no saint. Well, you wouldn't know that if you're not a commandment keeper.
That's right, Pastor.
So I understand that. But I'm definitely not Baptist pastor. Pastor Boyd Baptist. I'm not that. That's for sure.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Luke 4:16. We're going to walk as he walked. What did he say?
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought
now,
up.
Now, look how he was brought up. Wait a minute. The Lord said, I have given you an example. If I have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. So he was an example in everything. He came to Nazareth.
Mm-hmm. Where he had been brought up.
What?
And as his custom was.
That means that was his way.
Right.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and life. So he's given you a way. Not that you come after him and die because of how you feel about what you think he did. You're going to change it. As his manner was, what?
As his custom was. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day
what?
And stood up
So everyone hear my voice, these preachers and all of you following these preachers, you should be going into the synagogue, into the church on the Sabbath day and stand up to praise the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Do your march in, whatever you're going to do. Right. We don't march in off the street over here.
Right.
Some get down the block
right.
and march in with their robes on. And don't matter what degrees, it's hot or cold, they're coming in step.
Right.
We aren't doing that over here. He stood up for the reading. There was no marching going on over there. And then the preacher come up out of the floor and rise and come out of the floor. That's a show.
That is a show.
But he stood up for to read. Let's see what Paul did, Acts 17. Paul followed the same spirit. And just think about it, all that hit my voice. Contrary to what's been said, where they're observing the day he rose, the first day of the week. It's a funny thing. They didn't figure out he rose on the first day of the week until 321 AD. After he goes 321 years later, they figure out, oh, he rose on a Sunday, on the first day of the week. No, he didn't. And all they knew was the Sabbath. It was just how to observe it was the controversy. What does Acts 17 and 2 say?
And Paul, as his manner was.
His manner, his custom was the same as the Lord, as all the Jews and all those that wanted to live for God was. Yes. As his manner was.
Mm-hmm. Went in unto them.
What?
And three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the
Now,
scripture.
He didn't say anything about the first day of the week.
Right.
Three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. What?
Yes. Opening. And alleging.
And alleging.
Yes. That Christ must needs have suffered. And risen again.
Oh, wait a minute.
From the dead.
Wait a minute. That was the second resurrection. Mary said, if you mother said, had you been here, I know my brother would not have died. I know he's going to rise again. He said, I am the resurrection. So the Lord had already been resurrected. But he had risen again. That was the second resurrection.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. That's a beautiful passage.
Just like we have a first and second resurrection.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because other than that, they would have said he had rose from the dead. He had risen again.
Again, from the dead.
Anytime you've been rising again means you were dead once before.
All right.
But we won't get into that right now. Don't throw nothing at this, whatever you're listening to. Say, I'm going to call him for sure now. Now you're talking about my Lord. I've been talking about the Lord all the time. Isn't that beautiful? Opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead. What?
And that this Jesus,
what?
Whom I preach unto you, is
this
Christ.
Is Christ.
All right.
13th chapter. Let's go there.
Right. Yes.
No, they changed that. Took them 321 years after his death to figure out, you know what? He rose on the first day of the week. You're liars.
All right, go ahead.
You're going to know this when you follow on to know the Lord. You got to follow on to someone that God sent.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Acts 13 mm-hmm. and 42. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. It says, and when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue,
what?
The Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath.
What? First day of the week, the next Sabbath. Right. That's all they knew.
Yes. That's right.
And the Jews, you're just talking about typical churchgoers like today.
Right.
What?
Yes. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes
what?
Followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace.
Always someone going to encourage you. They were encouraging these Jews, these proselytes. Mm-hmm. They encouraged Paul.
Right.
What?
And the next Sabbath day.
Here it is again, the next Sabbath. That's all they knew.
Right.
There was no observation of the first day of the week. And the apostles were gathered together for fear of the Jews persecuting them just for a time.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city.
Whole city what?
Together to hear the word of God.
What?
But when the Jews saw the
Now these are different Jews.
All right.
These Jews, when they saw the multitudes, what?
Mm-hmm. They were filled with envy.
What?
And spake against those things which were spoken by
I'm
Paul.
Sure many is speaking against what I'm speaking,
right.
trying to contradict what I'm saying today. But I'm speaking what is written.
Yes,
what?
Yes. contradicting and blaspheming.
What?
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold.
What?
And said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you.
What?
But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life.
Lo,
we turn to the Gentiles.
For what?
For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles.
That's what it's all about. God sent his anointed mm-hmm. to be a light. Yes. And a Gentile, it's not talking about one that is not a Jew per se. Even a Jew, if they're not saved, they're a Gentile.
Yes.
Gentile is one that don't know God. It could be any race, mm-hmm. creed, or color. Yes.
Right.
What?
That thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth.
God's anointing is unto salvation. It's for salvation.
Right. Yes.
To the ends of the earth.
Yes.
Now, now you don't know what you, but the Lord is my salvation. That's not what the scripture's telling you. Lord is going off scene.
All right,
I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles that thou shouldest be for salvation.
Unto the ends of the earth.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
what?
Yes. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad.
What?
And glorified the word of the Lord.
What?
And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed.
They were ordained to eternal life.
Yes.
They were ordained to the word. They were ordained to the law. They were ordained in Jesus. It's the same thing. They were ordained in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
It's the same thing. Matthew's
all right,
19 and 16. They were ordained to eternal life. And anyone that hears this broadcast right now, and if you believe, you can be ordained to eternal life, because when you make up your mind,
right.
say, I'm going to follow God's word, keep his commandments, you are ordained.
Yes.
You're ordered
yes.
to eternal life. 5 and 19, rather. Matthew 19, 16.
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
All about eternal life. You want to be ordained to eternal life. What did he say?
And he said unto him,
what?
Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
But what?
That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life,
what?
Keep the commandments.
So if you're going to keep God's commandments, that's how you ordain right. unto eternal life, because the word gives you eternal life if you keep it.
Yes.
Matthew 5 and 17. Right. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
So there's a follow on. As you follow, if you follow on, you're going to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow on to know the Lord. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
But so many think, oh, we got it. Now he would die on the cross. I knew that before I even began to live for God.
Right.
That ain't knowing the Lord to know he died on the cross.
All right.
That he shed his blood for us. 5:17.
Mm-hmm. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
So God didn't destroy the law of
visit
sacrifice.
Visit us anytime for our broadcast to messages fulfill. At www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.